Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ethan Lane of NCBA. We're talking about the Cattle Price Discovery and Transparency Act of 2022 in just a moment.
I'm Randy Groner, a doctor by day and a farmer by trade. Career politicians in Congress are putting us all in danger in exchange for money from special interest groups. I oppose the $40 billion government waste sent to the Ukraine. This will tax every Oklahoma family about $500. Congressman Mullen directly supported this with his special interest friends. I'm endorsed by General Mike Flynn, Trump's national security advisor, and former Senator Dr. Tom Coburn's legacy organization. I'm Dr. Randy Groner running for U.S. Senate. I will fight the career politicians and their special interest supporters, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dr. Groner for U.S. Senate.
The conservative choice for Corporation Commission is clear. That choice, Kim David. Kim David will be an advocate for your Oklahoma conservative values. Kim knows how important low energy costs are to businesses and Oklahoma families. These are pocketbook issues that require strong, consistent conservative leadership. Vote Kim David on June 28th.
Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Paid for by Energy Engaged. 500 Northeast 4th Street, Suite 200, Oklahoma City, 73104. 405-942-2334.
There's several parts of the Cattle Price Discovery and Transparency Act of 2022 that the National Cattlemen's Beef Association approves of. They like it. Ethan Lane, Vice President for Governmental Affairs, says the sticking point is the federal government getting involved with a cattle price mandate, despite those concerns that NCBA has and quite a few lawmakers as well. The Senate Agriculture Committee reporting it out favorably to the full Senate.
Our concerns with that bill continue to be the heavy-handed government mandate that is intended to direct how packers acquire cattle, but in reality will be a mandate on how our producers market cattle. And, you know, a government intervention in the marketplace telling producers how to run their businesses is not something cattle producers are interested in. The vast majority of producers have voiced that opinion. They've shown up to state cattlemen's meetings. They've voted. They've passed policy to send to us. We have overwhelming policy with a, you know, north of 80% vote in our policy committee in opposition to these mandates. So we're going to continue to voice that up on Capitol Hill and try to educate lawmakers now that this is through the committee, and we'll see where it goes from there.
And not just NCBA, but American Farm Bureau on that same side of not wanting these mandates.
That's correct. American Farm Bureau and I believe 21 of their state farm bureaus sent a letter to the committee in opposition as well. We saw some of our state affiliates do the same thing. I forget the exact number, but more than that, voicing similar opposition. So there is quite a bit of concern out there in the country on this.
And Ethan Lane says it's a problem that's come and gone.
So, you know, we're talking about bills that are diagnosing a problem that's now 2 years old. And the concern we're hearing from producers now is about input costs and fuel costs.
I guess the thing that kind of jumped out at me, Senator Marshall kind of had to defend the Southern Plains, pointing obviously to Kansas and the other states south of him, Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico. That's where these northern state senators, Corn Belt senators, are really upset. They believe that this AMA situation is just overwhelming the cash market.
They really have kind of gotten to a place, a few of them, where they feel like everyone needs to do business the way we do it in, you know, part of Nebraska and in Iowa, or you're doing it wrong. And, you know, every economist in the country disagrees with that. Like I said, the vast majority of producers disagree with it. We were pleased to hear Senator Marshall articulate some of those concerns in the committee, because they are real concerns, and they've been largely ignored by many members of the Senate Ag Committee. We've heard some senators, like Senator Grassley, go as far as saying, you know, that he doesn't care that every economist in the country disagrees with him. He thinks they're all wrong. So, you know, at a certain point, you kind of get a little frustrated by the preponderance of evidence and voices out there saying, please don't do this. This is not right for the industry. And you kind of get that Washington knows best mentality from a few of those senators trying to push this agenda forward. You know, we're hopeful that once it leaves the Ag Committee, now it's, you know, it's the business of the full Senate, should they choose to take it up. There are a lot of cattle state senators that did not have a voice in that Senate Ag Committee conversation on both sides of the aisle that have substantial concerns with these bills. And I'm pretty confident that leadership on both sides of the aisle will be hearing from those senators in the coming days.
Yes, that was my last question, Ethan, as far as this issue. You know, do they have an opportunity to get successful, you know, to move this thing on the floor, you think, of the Senate?
You know, they're going to have to do some work to get there. There's going to be a lot of work before the U.S. Senate between now and August recess. And then when they get back from August recess, they're going to have to figure out how to keep the government funded. And then, of course, we've got a little election coming up in November that might be kind of impactful as well. So The calendar gets awfully tough. And I always, you know, I always remind people the most valuable commodity in Washington is Senate floor time. And that is certainly the case at the moment. So, you know, we'll see what happens from here. But as I said, I think there's going to be a lot of non-ag committee senators voicing some concerns about seeing this package move forward.
NCBA's Ethan Lane. You've got the beef buzz on Ron.
If you're looking to lock in a floor price on your livestock, USDA is offering the Livestock Risk Protection Program to both cow-calf and stocker feeder operators. Coverage is based on a number of head, sex, and projected sale weight. Best of all, no margin calls, brokerage fees, or minimum contract sizes, and no upfront cost to you. Take the risk out of your cattle operation today. Call Dakota Moss at Livestock Risk Services at 580-618-2174 or visit livestockriskservices.com for more information.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.